He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
That audio lives somewhere. We just still have it.
Yeah. The question I have for Dave is, like, how did he come up with that spelling? Like, because he actually spelt out the fart noise. He spelt out the raspberry. But like, you know, reading that chapter and I'm thinking about, and unfortunately, you know, it hasn't quite worked out so far with Dalton Connect, but in theory, he's another one of these kinds of guys, right? Bigger guy, high, quick release, who at least in college shot the ball really well. But here with LaRavia, like I found myself putting him in a lot of my lineups, in large part because of the type of offensive player he is. Now, the defensive concerns are a thing, but at least, you know, just strictly as far as what type of tools you would want offensive players to have around Luke and LeBron, LaRavia's got those tools.
Yeah, that's one of, well, you gave one of your bigger pictures. Mine is, there's not a lot of defensive talent. So other than you're expecting like a huge jump from Luka Doncic defensively, which, you know, that remains to be seen. I do think the weight loss helps in some way in that. But you look down this roster and you were saying you were thinking about starting Vando, and like, I think that's a really huge step to jump to, but I can understand it. Cause you're going this, and some of my lineups, I'm really getting to Ado, and I'm like, can I count on a rookie this, you know, early? But like, he has potential defensively, which I think is important on this roster. Just really quickly on Magic, I will never forget, Anthony, the summer league interview where they're asking about the roster that he built, and he goes, "Well, I know what worked before, but we got Rondo and Lance Stevenson, and we're going to win this unique way." Like, it sounded good at the time, but
no, it didn't.
No,
it did not. I was sitting if you could see the silver screen roll Slack while that was going on at the time, it was not pretty. I was not a fan. All right. My next lineup here is a little weird. See what you think of it. I don't know if we'll see it, but I kind of hope we do. I have Luka, LaRavia, Vando, Rui, and Ayton.
Luka, LaRavia, Vando, Rui,
I could be talked into Smart instead of Rui here.
Okay.
But Luka, LaRavia, Rando, Rui, and Ayton.
Yeah, I guess Rui or Vando being threes is the only thing I don't like as much. I guess you're moving LaRavia up to the two within that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of size. I could see him throwing out. This all, I guess, stems on Vando being able to run for like four games and, you know, being able to play. But that's interesting, at least with having the defensive kind of piece out there with Vando. And then I guess your offense is just a Luka, Ayton, you know, two-man game. Yeah, and everyone else just kind of fill their role. Maybe Vando corner threes is a thing in this unit. I'd worry about the spacing a little bit with an Ayton-Vando lineup. I think Luka is asking really for at least a four-out spacing minimum, and that really kind of makes it tight. But, I mean, I can see JG throwing out there if you need some defense out there.
My thinking on it is you have the shooting, you know, the quick, again, high release shooting that LaRavia provides. Vando, I've always liked the idea of pairing Vando and Rui. It might be like a fatal character flaw of mine, like a Shakespearean flaw that I have, that like my basketball brain is completely overthought itself. It might be the galaxy brain meme where the brain is playing chess against itself. But for whatever reason, I think it's because of this combo or this combination of comments from Kush Corleone, Rando is exactly what we need. And initially I thought he meant Rondo. And I was like, no, we don't need a Rondo. And he was like, a mix of Rui and Vando. Because they are a mix of Rui and Vando is the perfect.
It's a $30 million player, but yes.
Like a mix of Rui and Vando, and especially if they can stay healthy.
Right.
If that player stays healthy, that's a Raj, that's like whatever.
Is that Mikal Bridges or is that a little worse than Mikal Bridges?
No, he's a little thicker, right? So
okay. You're keeping whose body type are you keeping? Rui's or Vando's?
Well, it's like thicker than mixing. Vando.
Okay,
but
skinnier than Rui.
Like it's literally like a straight mix is how I'm doing this. And that is
okay.
The exact player that the Lakers need. Ironically, it's Dorian Finney-Smith from like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Is who that player is.
LaRavia's, I guess, not as defensively talented as Vando, but I guess this is the hope, right? Is that LaRavia at least can bring enough defensively that his offense,
I think LaRavia can be either slightly below or right at league average defensively. You know, if he's used properly, I think he can do that. Like that's kind of like my baseline expectation for him. It's like, just don't be a disaster.
Yeah. You know,
like just don't, he's going to get picked on. That's going to be a thing. And he's probably going to blow a couple of rotations here and there, and he's not going to help down in ways that, you know, really kind of hurt you from time to time. But if you can limit those just like what the bleep moments to a couple a game, maybe one or two, like one and a half a game, then I would say that LaRavia, with his offensive, you know, capabilities and more importantly fit with Luke and LeBron, that's where I could see him being, you know, really kind of important.
Yeah. You have Vando in a few of these units, huh? I'm guessing. Like Vando's a pretty strong.
Two of them. One and one more.
Okay. Yeah. I put him in two. He showed up in a bunch because I'm just looking, where's the defensive talent coming from? It's kind of like the Cam Reddish victory lab I ran, you know, a year ago or some. It's not the exact same because I think this team like is a little bit...
victory lap of all time.
Yes.
When I ran, like Roz running in the rain.
Right. With tears coming down. Yeah. But I was going to say, yeah. So I don't think it's as close as that, but I do think, and like we're getting as much Vando off-season content as we've gotten, in his Laker tenure, I would say. Just he was doing floaters and, you know, three pointers off. And whichever it is, which again, like, it's great that he's working on that. My bar is so much lower on just can he return the defensive player he was 2 years ago and hit back to that level of conditioning and staying out of foul trouble and stuff like that. But yeah, I think it's interesting when you go down the CS list, like LaRavia, like you just said, LaRavia can be an average defender or league average defender. And that is like a top mark from the roster down, which is interesting to hear it put that way. But yeah, I think Vando is going to be super, super important as well. And that's what makes these lineups kind of tough to build, because you want to put three of Austin, Luka, and LeBron on the floor at the same time, I'm assuming. And then all three are just at their best. Like in the regular season, I think LeBron obviously is going to take off defense in some way. So I kind of put him as league average in a lot of ways. And it's going to be tough to build good defensive lineups.
What's your next one? I went last.
Okay, so the other one I've been trying to think of were LeBron and Luka units, and that's kind of the one, obviously, taking Austin out. And so got a few of those. So the first one was just Luka, LeBron, Smart, Rui, and Ayton, and then you can put Jackson Hayes within that. I know you're not too excited about that, but that's
Hayes in a lineup, and
yeah,
I rolled my eyes at myself.
So I think Luka really enjoys playing with Jackson Hayes. Like I think there is a level of joy of having a quick twitch lob threat. Like I know we're all throwing Ayton in the lob threat bowl because the amount of people we have on this team that can jump to the rim aren't that high. So like Ayton just is automatically in the lob threat. He's more in like, he is a lob threat technically, but He's just not. That's just not the way he plays.
He's a lob threat, but a bunch of his lobs are going to be like lay the ball up and tap
right
the backboard. You know, yes. it's not throw the ball way the hell up there and go. You know, yeah. armpits at the rim.
He also doesn't roll with like a veracity of a lob threat, right? And so, like, as many bad traits as Jackson Hayes has as a basketball player, which you can create a list long enough, Jackson Hayes does roll hard, and that's a real threat. And I think in second units as a starter, it's a little bit more harmful what he does. But I think in a bench role, second unit, I could see where Luka, LeBron, Smart, you know, Rui and Hayes is effective. You can kind of fill out Laravia in there as well. But I do like having a Luka Hayes unit where everyone else can space. I think that's important. I can't have Hayes and Vando in units together. I don't have the numbers on that from last season, but
yeah,
I don't like that spacing wise.
It's interesting that you lean towards, all right, let's see how many lineups I can make work with Luka and LeBron, because mm-hmm. I found myself doing the opposite. And it'll be interesting to see. Like, I want to come back to this. I want to do this exercise again, closer to or like after the beginning of the season, maybe like a month in. And maybe at that point we could say like top five lineups that we've seen, right? Mm-hmm. And one that maybe we would like to see still. And the reason I say all of that is because I want to see if Luka and LeBron actually do stuff together in the offense, you know?
Yeah.
Because if they aren't, then I think we got to talk about staggering them and optimizing those lineups whenever they are staggered. So, like, for me, I'll do two in a row back to back here, since we're a little behind. I have LeBron, Austin, Rui, Vando, and Ayton as one of them, and then I have Luka, Smart, Laravia, Rui, and Hayes as another one. And the thinking on both of them is like, all right, give me, because I think Hayes makes more sense as a Luka pairing, and I think Ayton makes more sense as a LeBron pairing. Because I think teams switch LeBron screens a little bit more than they do Luka's. And if you're going to switch, then, or if a team is going to switch, then you would like to have the big out there that is more capable of punishing the switch. So I have Ayton in the LeBron lineups. And then I also have LeBron and Austin out there together in that lineup, because that way you can do the LeBron Austin two-man game that was working really well for a little while. And then I also have, again, Rui and Vando, because I just can't quit them, apparently. And
look how much they play together the last 3 years. It can't be much.
It can't. I remember when Darvin had them both and they just like did not play together. I think that's what it is, Raj, is because it was the thing that I wanted Darvin to do, and he just never ever did it. Even though he had a whole game where they started, like, he started,
that's what I was gonna say. You broke the news that they would start together. I think that's what started all this infatuation with those two.
But like they started, and I think one of them was the first to come out, and we never really got. And then they got hurt too. They won that game too, by the way.
Yeah, Minnesota, I believe that was.
Yeah, either Minnesota or OKC. But and then like the Luka, Smart, Laravia, Rui, Hayes one. Hayes is your traditional, you know, hard crashing pick and roll partner for Luka. You have Smart out there for the defense and additional ball handling. Laravia is your floor spacer since you have Hayes. And then Rui is another floor spacer since you have Hayes and Smart out there. So those are kind of my two bench single star type of lineups.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. The thing that I've been kind of wrapping around is, does LeBron need more defense or offensive help? And the kind of conclusion I've come to is I think he needs more defensive help than offensive. I think that's a place where we need to help him more. I also don't think this roster is conducive to doing that. And so it's tough making lineups where that works. So I try to at least fill one defensive piece in there. What I'm noticing is you haven't had Maxi or Gabe in any of these lineups. Are they not in any of these five that you've...
They're Portland Trailblazers already.
All right.
No.
I didn't hear Robert Williams at all either. So, or Matisse Thybulle.
All right. So there's that clip going around. Do you see? So there's the picture of Maxi looking incredible lifting. I was like, damn. Yes. All right. And then there was the video of him doing like a off the backboard windmill dunk. And I was like, huh. All right. We're still waiting for the, well, it's good that he's doing all this abroad because the NBA can't drug test him, I guess, while he's in Germany. I am very much in wait and see mode with Maxi, and like with Gabe is very much like that boring third guard that you know he's going to be out there for some minutes, and I'm not going to build any lineups.
Boring works. Boring's important in the regular season. It is very important.
But like we can only put together five lineups here, and I don't want to think about like the boring innings eater lineups. These are lineups that like legit excite me or intrigue me. Okay. I would actually really like to see. And I'm sorry, I don't really like to see Gabe Vincent play basketball.
Okay. I was going with maybe not as exciting, but I think realistic. It would be funny if right.
Like you're absolutely right that both of those guys should probably factor into this exercise in one way or another. Funny comment here from Store Runner. That's the Kleba dunking thing is the equivalent to the Vando or Hayes shooting three clips.
Yeah. The Hayes one I did not click on. Like that I do not need to see that. I don't need to see Jackson Hayes taking spot.
My thing is like, where's the workout? What kind of workout can he do when he doesn't pick up four fouls in 33 seconds? Can I see you work on that? You know, one of the fouls being a stupid, you know, like where's the practice of him just setting solid screens? Can I get that? Like, can I get those clips? You know, it's like the Ben Simmons thing every year, right? Where it's like he's shooting three pointers and he's shooting floaters and he's doing all these things. And it's like, Ben, can we just start with you not wetting your pants in a regular season game when you have the ball on the other side of half court? Can we try that? Like, what drill do you have that works on that?
Yeah, there's no IG reel for that. But I was thinking of like right before game five, Maxi just threw down a 360 hammer, and JJ's like, that guy is playing today. I don't care. Just like a huge dunk in traffic while everyone else.
There's no chance you know this reference, but in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, is it Charlie in the Chocolate Factory? The old one with Gene Wilder.
Yeah, I saw it as a kid.
Yeah, like you have Maxi like showing up with a cane, just hobbling, falls forward, somersault, 360 dunk. JJ puts him in the last 5 minutes of an elimination game.
Yeah, it's like I saw what I needed to see. Maxi's like, I don't know any of the plays. I haven't. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
get in there. We need athleticism.
Jackson, it's like, hi, coach, you're not playing. Maxi, how do you look?
Right before game five. Yeah. But I threw a lineup. So I know Gabe's not as fun to talk about, but I do think he's going to play and be in the rotation if he's on the team and not gone down to Portland. But I think Gabe, Austin, LeBron, Vando, and Maxi is something. If we're just shooting Hail Marys, I think that's something that I'm super interested in. If Maxi can really just be a spacing five that also protects the rim in some capacity, and like Vando, I need everyone else around Vando to me needs to be able to shoot in a survivable unit. Now there's maybe you can play him with Ayton because Ayton can at least space to the mid range in some capacity, but I'm interested in that just to see if Vando and Maxi can play. That is the exact partner for him, I would say, at the kind of spacing. Unless you want to go LeBron at center, which I really want to see much less of this season. And I think I got enough doses of LeBron at center last season to fill my cup. But yeah, Bron, Austin, Gabe, Vando, Maxi. Again, you can fill out Gabe for Arabia.
Really quick. I want to go back to the LeBron thing.
Yeah.
Do you think your stance on it is because we got too much of it?
Too much of what?
Of LeBron at the five. Because like I would argue that It's kind of like, do you have a favorite dish that your mom makes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she makes a great goat curry, actually.
Okay, so if you could only eat that dish for a month straight, that's it.
Okay.
Leftovers, all that stuff, you know? You'd get sick of it after a while, right?
Oh, yeah.
Would that month make you feel any differently about that dish?
No, I guess. Well, I mean, I definitely wouldn't want it after that month for a while.
Because right, that's basically what we got, right? Like, because there's this thing. Because LeBron is a small ball five. Because for a little while, he was LeDraymond, right? Remember, it was like, wow, this is legit. This looks really, really cool. And then that became the whole diet,
right?
After a while, and it's like you exit that playoff series, and you're like, I never want to eat that ever again. But then after a while, you know, and maybe like a few months go by and your mom says, I'm so sorry. I just bought way too much goat and that's all we could do with it. And she says, I'm sorry, Raj. It's like a few months later and she's like, hey, or maybe a few years later, even she's like, hey, I'm sorry. Do you want to try this again? And then you bite into it. You're like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's why I love this dish so much in the first place. And I kind of feel like our lasting taste of LeBron at the five is being force fed it for a month straight. And I think by the time we get to the season, and if we see a little bit of it, we'll be kind of reminded of why we liked it in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know if we have the team available to kind of run that enough for it to be impactful. It also, I think, removes what Luka's favorite thing is to do, which is, like, as much as I want Luka and LeBron to run stuff together, I've kind of come to, like, the amount we see that is just not enough. And I just don't expect Luka and LeBron to be screening for each other as often. And so those lineups really kind of cater to a lot of isolation basketball. We saw it last season. I think that's just what it leads to. And it leads to a lot of switching. Like, usually when you have a small ball unit like that, you switch everything. And I'm just not a fan of that with the team that we had. Like, I Gabe is one of the people that I put in the defensive plus categories on this team. And in the switching style, it just gets neutralized, right? Because all of his impact is taken away by his height. So it's a tough place to kind of put it. And I'm not mad if we see a little bit of LeBron at center. We have three centers on this roster to me that I think you can play. I haven't done my Coloco lineup, but like I like him. We so brought him back.
Is he one of the three that you listed there, or is Max not listed there?
He's in my, like, you know, fun South Bay
three and a half. Kind of,
yes, unit, but with Dalton and you know, and someone else. But yeah, I think we have three centers on the roster, and I think it just takes away from LeBron being able to get through a regular season healthy enough. So I just would not want to see a lot of LeBron at center. But I see what you're saying. I think it can be impactful in some places. You're going all offense. That you I can just have want LeBron
extremely
at.
Small doses, you know, like very, very, like, few and far between.
What's the best five you can put around LeBron at center, you would say? Would it be the starters plus, like, LaRavia in for Ayton?
What would it be? You have Austin Smart, Luka, LeBron. LaRavia is interesting. It has to be somebody quicker. Ironic, like, what sucks is that the guy that you probably need that to be is probably Dalton. But he's just purely theoretical at this point. You know who I would really like to have make that work, Raj? Andrew Wiggins.
I've been agreeing on the Andrew Wiggins track, like, for a while. I would love that.
Give me a lineup, Raj. It would be Austin Smart, Wiggins, Luka, LeBron. That'd be such a fucking fun lineup.
This is probably not the show for it, but I got, you know, killed on Twitter because I said I would have given a first for Andrew Wiggins. I still kind of I'm on that. Like, I still agree with that. I think Wiggins just adds so much lineup versus, like, imagine all these lineups and you have Andrew Wiggins to throw in any of these. Now, he makes a little bit more than you like, but just for next year, I would love Andrew Wiggins. Just the athletic jump this team, the baseline of athleticism that jumps with him on the team goes to another level. He instantly become your best perimeter defensive guy, and he's an elite off-ball cutter. We were having these conversations in Vegas about Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
And I understand all the kind of pitfalls of his game, but yeah, that's a guy who's been working off ball for a while now and has done it at a high level. So